This is Graham. He's new to PokerStars. Graham doesn't know it yet, but he's a VIP. He's entitled to claim points against any number of rewards in the PokerStars VIP program. From PlayStations to plasmas, from Porsches to seats at major on- and offline poker tournaments. You see, he started collecting VIP points the minute he joined PokerStars as a real money player. Because we don't think you should have to apply or be in the know to earn rewards. He'll be very excited when he finds out. Just you wait and see. Wait for it. Visit PokerStars.com/VIP and find out why all other reward schemes seem just a little, well, inaccessible. PokerStars VIP Club, the best online poker reward program.
From the WDAE Sports Animal Studios in Tampa, Florida, it's the Annie Up PokerCast presented by PokerStars. And now here are two guys who think they know how to play poker, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's January 29th, 2010, and you're listening to the best PokerCast on the internet. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
Dude, it's a really special show today. We're just getting rid of everything, and we're going to deal with the guests that are in the studio today.
Yeah, we got a lot of guests. Actually, yeah. We had to get a bigger studio today.
This is actually the first time we've ever interviewed three people at once, and what three people they are. It's pretty amazing. We got Mike Mattis out here today, and we have Justin Smith, and we have the founder of DeepStacks University, Chris Tarina, and they're in town to do a sort of a camp seminar. And like a cattle call, we like to call it a cattle call. Get everybody in. And
I'm not sure he likes us calling it that.
Well, you know, they're interested to learn how to play poker, and who better to teach them than these three guys? So, guys, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Wow, man.
That was a lot of energy.
A lot of enthusiasm there.
Yeah.
You can't tell that they were
here, man.
At 8 a.m. last night. All right, so we want to ask Chris a couple questions, right? Figure out this whole DeepStacks thing.
Yeah.
Find out whether it's worth it for people.
Absolutely.
I think it probably is, right?
What's going on, guys?
Well, you know, we first met you about a year and a half ago when you started DeepStacks, and it was more of a live thing then, but now it's sort of morphed into more than that. And you're from Florida, so we hooked up with you, and tell us how it's evolved and what the difference is between the two now.
Well, it's actually an interesting story. When we first met in 2008, we were doing, you know, live events or whatever. But basically... we spent all of 2009 kind of refining a different aspect of our business model, which was the online platform. Because there are not too many companies, if any, that actually do both. You know, when you're dealing with some of our competitors who we're friendly with, they're either online or they're live. So I was able to figure out that, you know, if we can kind of conquer both platforms,
right,
we could ultimately be more successful than anyone in the marketplace. So what I internally did was stop operations in the live in 2008 and just focused all our attention on the website. So that's how we came about, you know, getting introduced to, you know, the Mouth and Justin and everyone else who's a part of the team and forging that relationship. So, you know, it just was a natural progression to get from 2009 to the website to now 2010 in January going back to the live. So. You know, we plan on doing some very big things with not only the pros, but more importantly with, you know, the organization as a whole.
Well, Chris, I gotta say, one of the things I like a lot about DeepStacks is the fact that you bring in these pros for free seminars. There's not a lot of places you can go to get free poker training from really good folks. I mean, obviously people can come ask Chris and I about poker, but you know, we don't know anything, but your guys know a lot of stuff. So talk a little bit about how,
are you saying that we know stuff? Something?
I'm going to pretend you might know a little bit more than I do, Mike.
Mike knows a little. Well, what was the question again?
Mike knows poker. Yeah, I know poker.
Well, just the fact that you're able to put on free poker seminars. And
part
of your model.
Yeah, the model is actually quite unique. We're the only, and we're proud of it, that we're the only country or the only company in the country. And comfortably saying, you know, on the planet that actually runs the free poker workshops. And what they are is essentially just a snapshot into a 2-week camp that takes place at the same location or the same, you know, metropolitan area, usually, right, you know, the city that we're in. So, you know, most companies that we're in business alongside, I don't like to call them our competitors, but we're alongside, is they essentially just fire emails into people. and just, you know, through direct mail or whatever, they get people to come and buy the camp. Well, I don't think that's enough. I think people need to be convinced a little bit more. And I think just on namesake alone, I think people need to feel comfortable that they're going to spend the money confidently to learn from these guys. So, you know, if I were to spend, you know, $1,700 to learn anything, let alone poker, I want to know what exactly I'm going to learn. And I want to feel comfortable with the guys I'm learning from, because it's not just poker anymore. It's about understanding, you know, one, it's the delivery of the material. I mean, if you have someone that just can't deliver the material, you might as well just, like, you know, send that person home. So it's not enough anymore in this industry to just have the name. You got to have the name, be able to deliver the material that the people are paying for. And that's why we have the previews.
Now, how did you manage to get, I mean, it's an incredible all-star roster of players. How did you convince, like, Mike and Justin and these guys that, was it the product, or are you just a really good salesman, that kind of thing?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it starts off like this. He convinced me, like the schmuck that I am, which I convinced everybody else, like the schmucks that they are, to join me on my team to do this.
It's funny. He's actually not too far off from that. You know, in all seriousness, I think it's about sharing the same vision. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie. It's about, in any business, it's about success is defined by the number, the bottom line, you know. But I don't, and Mike shares the same sentiment, we don't kind of drive the company on that way, because, you know, when you're doing something you love and you're good at, everything else follows. Success, money, you know, happiness, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So the point is that I think how I got these guys to be a part of this is just, you know, expressing my vision and my enthusiasm about it and how motivated I am and how hard I work. So if they see that there's, you know, they put their faith in someone that's working harder than anyone else they come across and who has the vision, who has the drive to put it all together, I think they feel confident that I want to be a part of this, you know. Plus, I have confidence in them because, you know, quite honestly, we can pretty much have gotten any pro to do this.
Right.
But it really comes down to the right pros, not just any pros.
And
that's how you got me, plus Sprunk telling me that it was a good idea.
So, you know, it goes without saying, I have been playing poker, as everybody knows, for like 20 years, and I enjoy teaching poker. I've taught for at WPT boot camps. I've taught at World Series Poker Academy. This is something that I'll say that now is my own. I am strictly here to really teach people what I know. It's a great aspect. I enjoy Adam Levy and Justin. I got them to join me. I talked to many other pros, as Vanessa Russo being one of my very good friends, getting her to come on board. I think that, you know, in the world of poker right now, we're trying to get the biggest names to be involved with the company. And, you know, people have faith in me. They know what kind of person I am. And when I tell them we're going to make money, we're going to do a good job, we're going to sell people a good product, they believe in me. And the people that really know the real Mike Mattiso, and that have read my book, and if they haven't read my book, they can get out there and get a copy of it, Check Raising the Devil. You get to know a lot about me as a person, and I'm somebody that's a good person to learn poker from.
Now, does this mean that you're going to be done with the other camps, or are you stay? Yeah. So you're completely Deep Stacks University?
Yeah. Mike Mattiso is Deep Stacks University. I'm the dean of the U. I am the man. I have a bunch of schmucks to my left that I hang with. And
King Schmuck.
That's right, King Schmuck over to my left. And this is definitely where there will be no more Mike Mattiso at any other camps, no.
I just wanted to say one thing, too, just going back to the lineup. It's interesting because I've looked back on it and looked at the roster that we have, and I've looked at some of the other people that are, you know, doing business in the same marketplace, and there's no other lineup that compares to what we got. You know, just between these two guys, if we wrap the entire, you know, company around this, these two guys' names, we'd be just as successful, you know. So these guys are the right guys to do it, and between the combination of, you know, Mike being Mike, and then having, you know, a guy like Justin, who is going to have a monster year in 2010 and just for the future and be around poker forever, You know, you can't ask for a better group of guys to be around. So, you know, we're going to be around for a long time. And I think that, you know, when people think of poker training, they're going to think of DeepStacks.
Now, you've been in Florida a lot doing this, but now you signed a deal. You're going to be out to Commerce in March, right? Where else are you taking the show?
Yeah, basically we're starting in Tampa because it's in my backyard. I live in Orlando, and Justin's from Orlando. We lived in Kissimmee. So, you know, it was kind of advantageous for us to bring it here, bring Mike into, you know, a marketplace like Tampa. After that, we're going to probably go to San Diego. At the end of February, we're going to be in the Dallas, Oklahoma Metroplex. And then in March, we're going to be doing our L.A. campaign at the Commerce Casino. So we're pretty excited about that. Landing the Commerce pretty much puts people on notice, you know what I mean? Lets people know that, you know, we're serious, and other major organizations find that our infrastructure and the product we deliver is actually viable.
Now, you bring up the Justin, and I'm curious, Justin, how did you get involved with this? I know that you and Mike now are friends, and that's probably the more poignant question is, how did someone who basically just turned 21 get involved and friends with Mike, who is on the other coast at the time, and you're over here? Was it playing Heads Up Online?
Yeah, actually, well, I live in L.A. now. I'm right. Just originally from Kissimmee. But, I mean, Mike and I have been friends for, like, 3 years now. So, you know, we've been very close friends for quite a while. We started playing Heads Up Online, you know, back in the days of when 2550 and 5100 No Limit was, like, the big game.
Right.
And everybody online was following that. And we just had some pretty fun heads-up sessions with a lot of trash talking in the chat box. All in good fun, obviously. And him calling me Donkey many times.
And even justified.
Did he do the arrow down the street thing in the chat? We're always very fond of that one.
He definitely always did that. Always. Every single time. And I think he actually got the best of me in the heads-up matches. But, one weekend, just about 3 years ago, he invited me out to stay at his house for the weekend for the Super Bowl to hang out. And so we did that, and then we made a little road trip to the Commerce for the LAPC. And, you know, we just became pretty good friends, and just we talk all the time about poker strategy, about life in general. So, you know, and Chris brought the idea to me. Mike kind of put him on to me, and then, you know, Mike convinced me that, you know, Chris is, you know, really going to bring this company where it needs to go. And I definitely trust Chris and everything that he's doing with the company. He's definitely putting us in the right spots and moving it in the right direction.
Excellent.
See, one of the things I tried to tell, try and talk to Justin about is the fact that...
He's like a donkey, D. I got it.
is I've been around poker for 20 years. And I know how hard it is to make a living in poker. For the last 5 years, it's really gotten tough. I mean, let's be honest, there's some great poker players out there. And, you know, you play the smaller limits, you know, 5-10, 2-5. I mean, I could teach any, and that's what this camp's pretty much about, is teaching people how to make a nice living playing small limit poker. But, you know, you get into higher limits now, and I mean, there's some great players. And, I mean, everybody plays great. It's a tough grind. It's tough to make a living. And, you know, I'm basically trying to teach Justin, you know, how to make money, you know, and how to really use your skills to make money outside of poker, and to really show people what you love and what you've learned. And I love teaching poker. To me, it's fun. I like talking with people. If you don't know that by now, yeah, you know, I love having fun with people. You know, our camps will be like, just like when I was with the WPT boot camp, you know, they're going to be an asterisk on it. If you don't like being made fun of and called names by Mike Matisseau, don't join up. You know, that's it, because that's it. I like to have fun. If you're there to learn, if you're going to pay $1,700 to try and learn, I don't want you to sit there and say, well, what did I do this for? Listen, I just told you, motherfucker. This is the way it is. Okay, why are you arguing with me? Okay, I'm not going to sit there and spend 20 minutes of my time lecturing up here for you to tell me I just played Jack 3 to a raise in third position. Do you understand? Okay, because I'm going to embarrass you in front of the whole group, and I'm going to make you look like an idiot. Because I'm not here to waste time, my time and your time. Now, a lot of these people, they like to sign up And just to make me, it's they want to pay that $1,650, $1,700 to hear Mike Madison make fun of them and call them names. And that's it. That, I mean, that, believe me, I've seen it. That's all they like. I just came because I wanted to hear you call me an idiot. You know how many times I've heard that? Okay. You want to come from help me? You want me to come? Thank you for your money, you fucking idiot. Is that what you want? Okay, thank you. Come back tomorrow.
He called me an idiot three times in the hallway, so I got my quota. But do you feel like sometimes that these people really are just showing up for like a fantasy camp kind of thing because you have such a big roster, or do you feel like they're actually there to learn most of the time?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think that's why you do the you do the preview and stuff. I mean, you know, people want to meet these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, specifically, you know, people that can watch on television, you know, and that's why the roster is so dynamic. But you do have people that feel that they just want to come out and just meet these guys. That's why you bring them to the tables and you teach them and be like, this is more than just, you know, signing autographs and getting a book or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, this is like serious, you know.
See, I wanted to really work real hard to put a roster together. When I first met Chris, you know, the roster was, I'm like, you know, we got to do some changes. You know, we got to make it to where you want to get it to where we want it to be. I mean, you got to get people that people see on television. You know what I'm saying? You know, am I going to get the Phil Ivies and the Daniels to come down and be in my camp? No, they're too stuck on themselves. Okay? but you know, I'm going to get the people that are real people, that aren't stuck on themselves, that understand poker, that understand what poker's about, that like to help other people, that enjoy teaching other people, that don't walk around thinking that their shit don't stink, and that they want to help other people, and that's the group I put together.
Now every time we have a pro on here, we talk about how much of a grind it is to be a pro and all the travel.
It's ridiculous.
And you already mentioned that too. So how is working something outside of poker into that grind?
Well, it's 9 hours from Mississippi just to be here.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what I remember.
Yeah, obviously I'm tired after like 3 days of playing all day and then the 9-hour drive after missing my flight.
He's young.
Yeah, I'm young. I'll be all right. So,
what keeps you guys going, though, with everything you're doing? Because you still got to play a lot. Obviously, you enjoy playing. But
Well, I'm officially quitting on poker playing, by the way. I'm giving up playing. I'm officially a quote-unquote poker teacher of poker for Deep Stacks Live and Deep Stacks University. As far as playing poker, I'm officially retired as of today.
He's going to make
him
back like Jay-Z.
My poker career will consist of the World Series of Poker, 15 tournaments, and about 16 tournaments other during the year, which is the same that I've played every year, so I'm really not retiring. But no, it is going to, when I say I'm going to retire from poker, you won't be seeing Mike Madison playing 16 hours a day, 7 days a week online. I'm going to be dedicating those days to Deep Stacks.
Now, was that a forced retirement because you threw your internet connection out the window?
You could only lose $100,000 a day so many days before, before you just have a breaking point. You know, you can only play the biggest suckers in the history of the world day after day and put your money in with the best hand until you reach a breaking point. And my breaking point was last week, and I have officially broke something. So at this particular time, I've decided to break myself into the world of trying to teach people how to play poker and let them really enjoy a good 2-day camp.
So now, is your power of positive thinking out the window now too? Because you had that going for a while.
Yeah, I fuck positive. Yeah, the power of positive fuck me is what it is about around here. I hope you can censor all this shit.
Well, it's on the internet.
Is this on a live radio broadcast?
There's no FCC, so we're all right. You can say whatever you
really
want.
Really?
This
is on like a podcast? Oh, good.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Thank God.
So, Chris, what are these people going to expect if they come to the live session? And tell me as well, what's the single greatest thing about
they're
going to
expect a lot of fucks out of me.
Well, basically, what's the greatest thing they're going to get out of, say, the live? Mm-hmm. And then also tell me a little bit about the online, too, what they can expect on there as well.
I mean, just the live just speaks for itself. I mean, just one-on-one with these guys, you know, at a table. They're, you know, watching everything from, you know, betting, you know, your betting patterns to, you know, how you play position, you know. it's just so comprehensive. It's unimaginable to explain. But these guys, I mean, they want to spend time with these people, you know, and these guys have a pile of knowledge that they, you know, they want to give to the customer and give to the student. So that's really the difference. But going back to like the website is most companies just say, you know, come to the boot camp for 2 days, see you later. And hey, by the way, when we have the next boot camp, we'll call you.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen like that anymore. No. It's continued education. That's why you have a website. So everyone that comes to the camp automatically gets enrolled to deepstacks.com. And then essentially they can go home after the camp ends on Sunday night and then continue their education with the same guys, because it's all interactive, it's all video based, and it's all at a table. So they're actually taking what they're learning live and they're bringing it online and they're not skipping a beat. So that's really why we're you know, basically going to be the best.
So in other words, they're always going to be with you even after they leave the live session.
Exactly.
Or they just sign up initially, like,
for
the activation.
As soon as you step out of the room on Sunday, you can log into deepstacks.com and watch Justin's modules, or go in and learn, you know, Mike playing middle pocket pair, you know, in an early tournament.
Mike doesn't play middle pocket pair.
He's an absolute nit. So Mike will teach you how to be a nit.
He's feeling rocky.
Yeah.
It's so great to have them all convinced I'm a nit. Do you know how many years it took me to get them to convince I'm a nit? I mean, I played every single hand, every single day for 10 years straight. And then I had to change gears. And now they're all convinced I'm a nit. Do you know how easy it is to steal now that I'm a nit? It really is. It went raise, re-raise. I just re-raised them like 20,000. They hit the muck so fast, I showed them a three. It's so much easier to steal now that they think you're a nit. That's the whole key to poker in tournaments in 2009, 2010, going forward to 2011, is you got to get you have to have them convinced you're a nit. Because you can't play super fast. If you play super fast, people, you can't steal anymore. They're, oh, that guy plays every hand. I'll call him with anything. So now he's got to make a hand. Guess what? It ain't easy to make a hand. So you got to use the opposite approach. Make them believe you're a nit, and you don't play many hands. That's going to allow you to open up when the time comes.
So do you feel like it's come full circle now? Because isn't that the way it used to be in the old days? That's why Super System was so successful, because everyone was a nit, and he was so aggressive.
Exactly.
And so it's come full circle, then, you think?
Absolutely. It's absolutely come full circle. But the thing is right now there's so many people that are playing still hyper-aggressive that they don't seem to understand that the good people, like when even back in the days when Doyle and Phil and them used to really own tournament poker, you know, it was all about trapping. You know what I'm saying? It was all about setting people up and trapping. And that's what I do, you know. Right. And you hear these young kids say, trapping? He goes, what year are you living in? 1990? I'm like, yeah, buddy. That's exactly where I'm living in. I'm like, exactly. Just keep thinking that way. You know, because it's what it's all about. It's really not about the super aggressive power poker move anymore, because people don't fold. Everybody thinks you're making a play against them. So you got to trap them. So you got to limp, they raise, you fold. Limp, they raise, you fold. And, you know, then you set them up. But, you know, I can't give away all my secrets. You want to learn, you come to Deep Stacks Live. You come to Deep Stacks Live, and you learn. You learn tournament strategy. You learn cash game strategy. And you learn how to play against aggressive players, how to play against weak players. And, hey, if there's weak players at my table, I'll raise their blind every single time.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, you got to take what the table gives you. And that's what the difference in poker in 2010 and 2000.
Now, Justin, you learned to play online, right? So is it interesting to sit with Mike and these other folks on Deep Stacks that cut their teeth in a live environment and learning the differences between those two?
Not really. I mean, I'm pretty well adjusted to the live scene now. You know, I used to play in some home games before I turned 21, and you know, I played online for like 4 years until I turned 21 about a year ago. And you know, the past year has just been spent, you know, playing about half live and half online, whether it's at the Commerce or the Bellagio, or traveling around for all the poker tournaments. You know, I mean, I'm pretty well adjusted for the past year to the live scene. So, you know, yeah, I've learned a lot from a lot of great players, a lot of the great live players, you know, whether it be playing cash games or talking tournaments with Mike or whatever. You know, I've definitely learned a lot from the live players. I mean, they have a definite select bit of knowledge that a lot of the online players don't really have. You know, they look at the game a lot more differently. And it's not necessarily more like nitty or whatever, because that seems to be what people assume that they are. Like, a lot of people assume live players are much more nitty, but honestly, it's just a completely different perspective on poker.
Now, you just turned 22 this month, right? Happy belated birthday.
Right, thanks.
There actually is a very compelling reason why you started playing poker. And Scott brought up that you learned online. Can you tell us the story of why you started playing poker?
Yeah, I was in a motorcycle accident. And actually, I'd been watching, you know, WPT, World Series of Poker, you know, whenever it was on TV. You know, I was like a fan, sort of. I always loved to watch it on TV. But I really didn't know much about it. I didn't even know, like, a pair and Ace King was 50-50. I thought Ace King was, like, 80%. But,
most people still do.
Yeah. And
they sure do.
Ace King is the new aces, Ace Queen are the new kings, and any pair is like Ace King and Ace Queen.
So basically, yeah, every hand is the same. yeah, so you know, I was sort of like a somewhat recreational fan of poker, but then I was in a pretty tragic motorcycle accident in my senior year of high school. So I had to quit my part-time job, so I just hung around the computer all day long. I didn't even really go to high school very much in the last semester of my senior year because I already had all my credits done.
Wow.
So I was talking to an old friend of mine, and he was talking about how he was making, you know, a couple $1,000 a month playing online poker, and he would teach me. So, you know, I put some faith in him, and I had, like, $50 or whatever, you know, whatever any kind of broke high school kid has.
Right.
And, you know, I put it online.
Now they all have $40
million. I put it online, and, you know, he taught me how to grind it up playing. You know, I started off at 1 cent, 2 cent, limit hold'em, four ring, and just kind of mastered that game and just kept moving up until, I don't know, I guess I'm still moving up as full tilt makes limits.
Justin actually right now has been moving down. Never mind. No, it'll be all right. We're just fucking with him.
So how's your health now? I a lot of us may have gotten to see the episode just last week where you made the final table at the Bellagio Cup and you celebrated and hurt your knee again, your ACL.
That episode has not aired yet. Only the first two episodes have aired. I don't think the third episode has aired yet. Or maybe just locally. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's gonna air in the third episode. My ACL, I tore my right ACL at first. Doctor saw that, so I had the ACL surgery. I also broke my ankle very badly and had to have metal implants and screws and stuff put into it. And this is all from the motorcycle accident. I hit a car, which wasn't fun.
Really?
Basically,
wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't actually.
I got hit by a bus when I was in London. It was fun.
Yeah. What they didn't know was that I guess I partially tore my left ACL, so that never got worked on. So basically at the final table, this schmuck to my right pushed me around a little bit and got me off balance, and I misstepped while celebrating.
Wait a minute. All of a sudden I'm getting the blame for this. I didn't do shit.
I smell
it's
lawsuit.
It's not my fault that you're fucking an idiot and you're jumping around like a freaking orangutan.
You're jumping right there with me, buddy. And he knocked me off balance a little bit, or I stepped a little bit bad, and I just stepped the wrong way, and I just heard a loud, loud snap, and I didn't know exactly
snap, you know, crackle, pop.
How bad it was going to be, and you know, I was just waiting for the pain to ensue, and you know, I was kind of like rolled over there for a few seconds because I didn't really want to move because I didn't know, you know, how bad it was going to be. But I kind of just hobbled back up to the table and kept it elevated with some ice on it. It was swelled up very badly.
Wow.
But I still haven't got it fixed. You know, I still have a torn left ACL. I can walk fine. Not really much pain. As soon as I find a free 3 or 4 weeks in my schedule, I'm going to try to get it operated on.
It's tough for him to find a free 3 or 4 weeks because he has so much time to lose money every day.
Chris,
finished 13th in tournaments.
Deep Stacks have a good health program. These guys.
Yeah. I need medical insurance.
We actually do. You know, old Chris put in a medical insurance, and it's like a real job.
Wow.
Got a lot of good things, good incentives for us, and I feel like I'm actually working again. But I don't mind working, you know. It's a good opportunity to teach people what I like to do. If I'm going to put in, let's put it this way. If I'm going to bust my butt putting in 16 hours a day online, try and make money, to lose, why not bring people what I know and make people happy and make a little bit of money and let them make a little bit of money.
And if that doesn't work, there's always the furniture business.
No matter what always happens, there's always a fulltiltpoker.com.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, how did you get the nickname? Because, I don't know. Is it true, too, that when you felt people online, you say you just got boosted? Or is that all crap?
I sort of used that one time as sort of like a tagline. And I still get people coming up to me today.
He was a dick online.
I may have been, but those are my younger days. I'm 22, by the way. I'm old.
So where did that come from?
There's no special or unique story, really.
Okay.
It was just one of my friends, Randy, from the car scene. I was really into cars before poker. And, boosted applies to, like, a turbocharged car. And right. I like turbocharged cars. So the J obviously stands for Justin. And you put the two together and okay. you get...
How often do you guys disagree during camps or the roster of the pros?
Well,
and is that a bad thing if you guys do?
Well, the thing is I'm basically, that's my department, by the way. I'm basically been put in charge by Mr. Torino here of selecting the roster. And if I don't like them, I just kind of give them the heave-ho. I basically am looking for young internet kids that want to work, young up-and-coming players that I think can play, not the ones that they think can play.
Right.
there's very, very few. If you take 1,000 internet superstars, you might find one that can play live that I respect. And those are the ones that I've added to the roster. I added Vanessa Russo to the roster for a lot of reasons. I respect her as a poker player. I think she takes her time making decisions. She has a lot to learn. Of course, now she's not like the greatest player in the world, but she works hard to try and get better. She's very, very popular. She's a good-looking young lady. She brings a lot to the table, and she works hard. And I like her a lot, and I added her. That's one of the main reasons why we added her. Adam Levy, very respected in the online community. Again, one of the very few people that has made adjustments to the live tournament circuit.
Right.
Justin being one of my good friends, I added him, and I think that he listens a lot to me. He is willing to learn and get better in things that he doesn't do. TJ and Tom McAvoy, they've been around for a long time. They bring a good solid name and a good solid for the older people that want to listen to a lot of how poker
right.
was played and how the difference of how it's changed over the years. A lot of, kind of mix and match group. And we're not done with the roster. I mean, we're going to be doing a lot of fine-tuning. We're going to be adding a lot of people. I've talked to Huck Seed, who's interested in coming on. I've talked to Vivek Rumiker, King Vivek, we call him.
Yeah.
He's interested. We're not done changing the roster over. We're hoping to, by the end of the year, to not only be number one, as far as live camps and as far as in the industry of teaching poker, but as far as having the number one roster, as far as people know, and as far as people can relate to people that they see on television,
So basically there's just someone for everyone on this roster,
exactly.
Whether it's an older person who wants to get the wisdom of DJ and
right.
the
well,
legend
I mean,
you got, the young guys like Justin.
We bring a lot of different perspectives. And what other type of poker player can you think of?
Right.
Who are we missing?
Right.
I made a statement yesterday when I first came into Tampa before these guys showed up to a buddy of mine who lives in Plant City. And I told him, I said, no one can walk into the room anymore and question anything.
That's a good point.
You don't have online guys, or you don't have young guys, or you don't have the older guys, or you don't have the guys on TV. You don't have the guys that may, there's no argument anymore. So at that point, it's like Mike has carte blanche to whomever he wants to select. And ultimately, Justin does too, because I trust both of them a lot. So, you know, they can come to me and say, hey, I think we need to add, you know, Vivek. I think we need to add AMAC. I think we need to add, you know, whomever. And then all of a sudden, you know, just because they go out there and get it and they believe in what we're doing,
yeah,
it just grows the roster just exponentially. But the key is that it's a repetition in which we're going out. So you need a staff. If you're going out every weekend doing these free poker workshops and then following up with a camp, and we're planning on being on the East Coast, West Coast every weekend, each month.
Wow.
The only time we're going to be off is during the WSOP. So, you know, you need people to staff it.
Right.
So you got to go out there and get the players. But nowadays, people call us, you know. So people are calling Justin. People are calling him. Matt Graham called, you know, called the other day, and he was like, I want to be involved in this, you know, double grace the winner the whole nine yards.
Yeah, right.
So they just know.
All right, well, tell us where you're going to be this weekend, and then I think you have another one coming up in Miami, too, don't you, soon?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Embassy Suites at 555 Northwest Shore, West Shore Boulevard.
Okay.
It's at the corner of 275 and West Shore, across from the mall right there.
Right, in Tampa.
In Tampa. And we're going to be coming back next month to Miami. So after we leave Tampa, we're going to be on the West Coast for a couple, probably a couple rotations, and then come back to Miami. We're probably going to end up doing, like, the Fort Lauderdale, you know, North Miami area. But, you know, the whole team is going to be there. You know, Justin's here. Mike's here. TJ's going to be coming. Tom. So everybody that they've seen on television and been in the newspaper and heard on the radio, they're all going to be here this weekend. So.
And then any other details they want, they can go to deepstacks.com.
Yeah, go to deepstacks.com and just click on the DeepStacks Live icon in the bottom right or the top left live event tab. And then basically just register for one of the free poker workshops and come and meet these guys for a weekend. I mean, there's no other event going on in the country right now or for the whole year that can bring these guys to a city at the drop of a hat.
Right.
You
know.
You come meet us. We show you our product. If you don't like it, get the fuck out. But I promise you, you'll enjoy our company. You'll learn a little bit. And I think you'll be real interested to see what we have to offer.
And in March, also, TJ's coming on our annual poker cruise. And that's a little different, obviously, because you can't do your normal thing. But can you tell a little bit about what you think TJ's going to be able to offer in that course?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we discussed it. You know, the three of us discussed it. And, you know, TJ's the right fit for that. I mean, he's going to be able to offer a different amenity for people coming on a cruise. So there's going to be a little bit of training. And really what it comes down to is they want to play with pros, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah,
that's why a lot of people are going to come to the workshop to, number one, see if these guys are actually here, but number two, sit next to them and play with them or play against them. So that's why, you know, the TJ cruise in March on the Royal Caribbean out of Port of Tampa going to be, you know, quite an event, and it's probably going to be the one of a kind, you know. But we like doing co-ops with you guys because you guys are the foremost authority on poker in the state of Florida, so it just kind of makes sense because we're, you know, Florida-based and things like that. So, you know, TJ's excited about it, and, you know, I encourage people to come out because he's got a, you know, wealth of information to give people, and it's a fun time.
Excellent. Well, you know, usually at this part of the show, we do a hand of the week, and we've never done it with three quality poker players in the studio with us, so it should be interesting.
But three players that have just spent 40 minutes telling us how good they are teaching, right?
Yeah, so we're going to put you to the test here. We got a hand of the week
for
one of our listeners. you got to stick around and do it.
Don't you ever get tired? Tired of constantly getting the red carpet treatment?
Good evening.
Tired of having all your worries taken care of and knowing that there's a place reserved for you?
Right this way, sir.
Of course you don't. That's why you join PokerStars. After all, our VIP club awards over $3.6 million worth of major on- and offline tournament entries every month. Visit PokerStars.com/VIP to find out more about why other reward schemes just don't open as many doors. PokerStars VIP Club, the best online poker reward program.
This is Daniel Negreanu of FullContactPoker.com. You're listening to Ante Up.
All right, this hand comes from a long-time listener, Lauren Finkelstein. He had a nice run in the World Series main event this year.
Yeah, he was on TV 2 weeks, so that was pretty good.
In the situation, he's in a 5-5 live, no-limit hold'em game. Minimum buy-in of 300, max 1,000. It's eight-handed. He had bought in for 800 and ran it up to about 1,200. Says he hasn't played with any of these guys. His read is that they are mostly bad. Sounds like he probably agrees with Mike.
Wow, really? Mostly bad? Sounds like most players I play with.
He says they play pretty passive preflop, make big bad bluffs on the river that don't at all fit with the way the hand played out. That sort of thing. All right, this hand, our hero is in the big blind. The under the gun, who has $800, bets 20, which is a pretty small opening bet for this live 5-5 game. Three callers ahead of him, and he looks down at 9, 10 offsuit.
The pot's about 100 bucks. What should he do? What would you do?
This advice is going to end up with Mike calling me an idiot. For sure.
Me personally, I'm folding.
Thank you. Thank you. I was folding, so thank you. Because that's basically what we almost always do with the hand of the week is we fold. Because most of these hands, that's why they're hands of the week. Because they end up getting in trouble or whatever.
I mean, you got to raise up front. I mean, you got to raise. You got three callers. You know, those cards are probably already out there. You're unsuited. You're just looking for just a reason to just get in trouble. Now, if you got the raise up front, right?
Right.
That makes a 20. And now they fold back to you. And you have 9-10 offsuit on the button. Now's where I want to call. I want to be in a head-up spot against where I know is a big hand, that if I catch two pair or a hand, I can really bust them. But you got all those callers in between there. I mean, you're just looking to get trapped. I'm never calling there.
Justin?
I think it's like it could go either way. Like, if you're very comfortable with the players and they're just playing really that bad, I think you can call. But, you know, I mean, folding is not the worst play.
Okay.
All right, well, if he folded, it wouldn't be a hand of the week. So he's going to call here, and the flop comes 9 of clubs, 10 of clubs, king of diamonds. So I think we're in that trouble zone now.
Well, that's like exactly what we just talked about. He got what he deserved. He got himself trapped. I mean, you're basically with five callers in there. Everybody's hit part of this flop. The king, queen, the jack, queen, the jack, 10, the jack, queen, the king, jack, the jack, the 10,
right.
The 10, 9s have all hit part of this flop. And this is why it's such a bad hand to call in a five-way, multi-way action flop. Depending on what the action goes here, at the end of the gun raiser bets here, and you get like a caller, you've got to play this hand very carefully. I mean, I would do nothing else. I would do nothing else but call.
Okay.
All right, well, our hero bets out $80, so you can start shredding
them
now.
Which is the original razor, correct?
No. Our hero was in the big blind, the guy who sent it to hand with the 9-10 bet out. Because he was in the big blind.
Oh, the 9-10 was in the big blind.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the worst play.
No, I don't think it's a bad play there. I wouldn't have bet $80. I probably would have bet about 65.
Yeah, I would have bet about 7.
Yeah, so now what happens?
The original razor, who was under the gun, just calls, as does under the gun plus one, who is the deep stack at the table.
Right.
And it looks like everybody else folds. So the turn is the 7 of spades.
Does that put 2 spades on the board?
So the board now is 9 of clubs, 10 of clubs, king of diamonds, 7 of spades.
Okay.
The pot's about 340. And he bets again. This time he bets 250.
That's a good bet.
I think that's a good size.
All right, the end of the gun flat calls again. Yeah, he's...
absolutely got aces, 100%.
Our heroes put him on ace-king or ace-ace now.
So. No, he's got aces. He don't have ace-king.
All right, the under the gun plus one shoves.
See, this is one of those spots where the under the gun plus one who flat calls definitely has.
I have to see him when he called on the flop. This is one of those spots where I just want to see the guy. I want to see how he
you could pretty much say that he's beat. I mean, there's just no way he's not beat.
How much did you show for
him? How much more did you show for
him? He was a deep. He was the big stack of the table, so he would put everybody in. So.
Oh, really? Yeah,
this is
gross.
All right, well, our hero does decide to call here. He says two things going into this decision. First of all, I think it's more likely he has a straight than a flush draw. I think he shows up with a hand that I'm beating maybe 30 to 40%.
A straight than a flush draw. He does. Right.
9-10 doesn't beat a straight, does it?
Yeah. 9-10's got 4 outs once.
Does 2 pair beat a straight?
Right.
Sure. It is. He did get up at 3:30 this morning. I'll go to sleep then. So.
All right. The under the gun player folds, right? Under the gun plus one turns over jack of hearts, 8 of hearts.
Oh, first.
The other he turned straight. The straight, yeah.
Yeah, well, for sure he had a straight.
And the river's a brick, and our hero's out of money.
Yeah. I think that the 9-10, again, should not have called preflop. Once he did call preflop, he made the good bet on the flop. He bet the turn, and it's just a fold when you get moved in on it. I mean, there's just no way it could be. It can never, ever be good in that spot. Never.
What's the hero's name?
Lauren Finkelstein.
Where's he from?
New York. Manhattan.
Oh, Manhattan?
Manhattan, New York.
Oh, New York. Yeah. I thought he was a local guy.
No.
I was going to tell him, get his ass to the kitchen.
No, we have fans in 30 countries.
We'll be up in New York here. We'll be up in New York in a month or two.
Yeah. Come see us.
Well, Lauren, you didn't win the pot, but you do win a sheet of uncut J Design playing cards, the official playing cards of Ante Up Magazine, and we have your address. And future, send your hands of the week to podcast at anteupmagazine.com, and who knows, you might get them shredded by Mike and Justin.
Yeah, the call, like I said, getting 5-1 in the big blind, it's not the worst call. I personally don't like it because it's really a trap situation. When he led and it went call, it was for sure he had the best hand. When it get moved in on the turn, there's just no way in the world it could ever be good. So you just got to get away from it.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate you coming down, and we know you got a hectic schedule, so we'll let you go, and we'll see you this weekend.
You got it. We'll look forward
to
it.
Guys.
All right, another good show. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We'll see you at the tables.
Ante Up is a production of AnteUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnteUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnteUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.
We normally have a lot of shit we do at the beginning of the show, but we're just going to shit can that this week so we have more time.
Yeah, fuck the shit can.
You guys do whatever you guys need.
I'm going to get a lot of Justin because I'm going to do a big sort of profile of him on the back. So
what about me, man?
And we'll do a lot with you.
We did one on him, man.
We already did one on you. You remember? I sent you the magazine. Just a few months ago. All right, so you want to start now or ready to go?
Yeah.
22 levels on the cover. How come I wasn't on the cover? Don't worry. I'm on top of everything, buddy.
Yeah, I know. You know, you didn't send me a photo of yourself.
No, don't talk to me.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, we were just
knows the article. It should have been entitled "How to Blind Off Into the Money of